neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's called the formula to be attached. It means arevut. It means Kol Am Yisrael, the one. So we use that as far as many halachic points. So as we spoke about Kiddush, once it's Kiddush, everybody else is included. That's what we do. Once it's Beracha, and then we are able to include everybody in one Beracha. They call it Din of Arevut. Vabastegi, they call it. So now, this formula, about the halacha that we are observing at this time, is called Sefirat HaOmer. So let's say somebody wants to include somebody else, like the Chazan. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem Chideshanu Mustav Sivanu, Al Sefirat HaOmer. Would it work? Why? Why? How come for Chidush works? For Hamotzi works? For Bori Periyah it works? For Bori Periyah Given works?
That's personal.
What's personal? No, the, as far as counting. We're talking about the counting. No, same thing, Kiddush. Everybody needs to say Kiddush. No? Yes?
Yes.
Everybody that comes to eat bread has to say, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So now, how could it work that Atzeh Hamotzi and then you eat? How could it work? Because we are in like a chain. So I'm able to include you because we have this hambastigi. We are all one. But this special halakha doesn't work.
But this is a special mitzvah. We're getting the Torah. So you got to do the mitzvah yourself personally in order to receive the Torah.
So what's the difference between others? What's the difference between other type of halakhot that we have? Why this one doesn't work? So everybody has to stand at Ma'amad Har Sinai. That's the purpose. So if we are going to stand by Har Sinai, if we're going to celebrate Shavuot, so I'll include you.
You have to accept the commandment of the Torah yourself, personally. Somebody else can...
Everybody has to. Everybody. Everybody has to do the same. It's not that you do and he doesn't. Everybody's doing the same thing. Like Pesach. Pesach is different. Pesach, we make a kiddush. We made a kiddush. Everybody was included. We ate matzah. One says, "Amotzi lechem min haaretz." He ate it. Everybody else ate it. How come we don't have this exception in Pesach, Sukkot, Purim, Chanukah, like Megillah? Somebody reads one. No, Megillah. Everybody is included. Everybody listens. Everybody joins. But here, this halakha doesn't work. So now to explain that as we're in the process to arrive Ma'amad Har Sinai, so this high called Matan Torah. What does Matan means?
Giving.
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 Giving. And also has a name, Qabbalah Torah. What does Qabbalah means? To receive, to accept. So now here, the message here is, everybody is obligated to count. Says Usfatim Lachem, as we learn, that you have to count. But within this time, when we arrive at Ma'amad Har Sinai, the condition of everyone is not the same. Why? Because to arrive there, you have to prepare yourself. So the way you prepare yourself is not the way he prepares himself. According the way you prepare yourself, you'll be given the Torah. So now, if you bring a big vessel, they give you big Torah, lots of berachot. But you bring a little bitty, kuchulu, vessel, they give you a little bit. So now, how could I include you in my bracha? Because you're not prepared, you bring a little bitty vessel. So that's why it's different from Pesach, different from Sukkot, different from Purim, it's different from Hanukkah. Why? Because here, according how we prepare ourselves to arrive at Ma'amad HaSinai, sixth of Sivan, then we are be able to receive a little bit of Torah, understanding of Torah, the depth of the Torah, observed in the time after Sefirat HaOmer. It teaches us that everyone, according the way he prepares himself, then will be able to receive the greater bracha, the greater understanding of the Torah. And that's what the whole purpose of Shavuot is all about. Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Bet, rings. There's the Agata. As you know, Yerobam. Yerobam ben Nebat was a king. And he misleaded Am Yisrael with idol worshipping. It's a very wicked man. So Yibono Shalom comes, he grabs his jacket. Say, Yerobam, come. Do Teshuvah. If you do Teshuvah, we're going to go to Gan Eden together and Ben Ishai. And we're going to go for a walk. Come. So Yerobam ben Nebat says, okay, who's going to be first? Who's going to be first? Who's going to be first? Just imagine here, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to you and says, I give you a chance. You did so many terrible things. Here. Then he says, come. He gives you a text, you know, he calls you, come, you know. Say, okay, I come, but who's going to be first? So what did Ribbono Shel Olam say? What did he say? He said, I'm sorry, you know, I give you a chance. And not only that, I need you to go to Gan Eden and we're going to walk together. But Ben Ishai is going to be in front of you. He said, no, I don't want. What is that Agata means? What is this story all about? Here we learn, even one that reached such a low level in life. You know what Yerobam was? He reached such a disaster. How could he?
Because everyone did.
Yeah. No, you stand up and say, Chatati, Abiji, Pashati, I did wrong. But the point of the matter here is, Yibono Shel Olam comes and says, Yerobam, do the Teshuvah. Then we're going to walk in Gan Eden together. But he says, who's going to be first? So now here, what does it mean? That's what exactly we're doing. At this time, we're counting. Why? Because who can claim they didn't do something wrong? There's no such a thing. No matter who it is, as it says in Gemara, "Ein sadir ba'aretz she'aseh tov ve'lo yechata." There's no such a thing. That human being, jayezol chata. Every human being has the pulling to do something wrong. But here, when the Gemara says that Hashem came to Yerobam and says, here, took the jacket, come. Let's do Teshuvah. That means, Ribbono Shel Olam always come knocks on your heart. He said, Dodi tofech velibi, Shir HaShirim. He said, Dodi comes, knocks. What does knocking mean? He said, here, wake up, do Teshuvah. And that's how it is. That at this time, I cannot say the Barakah to include you. I cannot say, Asher Kiteshtam Slusvan HaSvirat HaOmer. Like all the other brachot, Kiddush HaMotzi. Why? Because everybody is obligated to open his heart. The bigger heart you bring for Ribbono Shel Olam gives you more Torah, more blessing. But if you're still sleeping, you're not even feel, you know, what's happening? What are we going through? You have to make yourself tahor. So how can I include you in my bracha? It doesn't work. And that's what exactly it is. That we have to be aware that what is in ahead of us. Hak Shavuot.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.